Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Extremely busy day today, so let's get right to it. This terrible drug scandal in the Bronx is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. If you haven't heard about this, and you probably have, it's just unfathomable in the United States of America. So there's four babies, all right, in a daycare center in the Bronx, New York. And their parents are working people trying to earn a living to support the babies. All right, so the child care center, Divino Nino, Divine Child in Spanish, is also a drug distribution point for fentanyl. So the fentanyl gets in the air and kills one-year-old Nicholas Domenici, all right? One of the cutest kids you've ever seen. He's dead, all right? Another infant is in critical condition. And then an eight-month girl and another two-year-old boy are in the hospital. So, this is just a catastrophe, right? So the daycare owner, Gray Menendez de Ventura, 36 years old and a tenant, Carlisto Brito, 41, been arrested on manslaughter charges and others, but the federal government is now charging them because the feds don't trust the state of New York to prosecute anything. So this is now a federal beef, again, because the New York DAs are derelict in their duty, and the feds know it. Even the Justice Department knows it. Okay, now, who is responsible? We Americans always don't want a blame game, but in this case, there is blame. Number one is the legislature in Albany that passed the insane no bail laws and don't want to punish heinous criminals. You sell someone poison, that should be a Class A felony all day long across the board. But no, let me give you an unbelievable example because we've been following this story. It's a guy named Manuel Pagan, all right? On November 11th, 2022, almost a year ago, police arrested him with 20,000 fentanyl pills, enough to kill 20,000 people. The next day, Pagan was out on the street, no bail. 20,000 pills. Now, he pled it down. It's no longer a Class A felony, and he'll be sentenced next Wednesday. Or is it tomorrow? One of the two will be there. Okay. We will tell you, no, it's tomorrow, 9 a.m. He's going to be sentenced. we will tell you what Pagan gets. But the fact that he was out on the street less than 24 hours after the bust tells you the New York State legislature is corrupt. Kathy Hochul is the governor, doesn't care. Andrew Cuomo, the previous governor, signed the no bail law. Okay, all of them are responsible for the death of this one-year-old and possibly another baby and the injuries to others who will never be the same, by the way. Those kids are never going to be the same mentally. Okay, so then you have the community. Everybody knows where the dope is being cut, distributed, and sold in these urban neighborhoods. Everybody who lives near there knows it. Has there been any community outrage, any demonstrations, anything in the Bronx? No, nothing, nothing. Communities, I understand they're afraid. I understand, but you get a couple of thousand people who demonstrate against this barbarity, and the ministers and priests and rabbis should be organizing it. The churches should be organizing it. Nothing. Nothing. Couldn't happen in my towns. There would be en masse demonstrations. People be out. Bronx, not a whimper. Nothing. You're responsible. Okay? Then the progressive attitude on drugs. Drug dealing, progressive left, they don't care. They don't care. Sell heroin, crack cocaine, fentanyl, whatever, poison across the board, they don't care. No bail, victimless crime. Obama started that, by the way. Obama himself started that. Oh, these are drug addicts. Oh, you're going to feel sorry for them. Rehab, rehab, rehab. They don't want rehab, most of these people. They want to sell and take their drugs. Okay? And then finally, President Biden's responsible. Open border. Look at it. Listen to these stats. They're unbelievable. And he does nothing. Biden sits there and does nothing. All right, 2022, Border Patrol stats. 15,000 pounds of fentanyl seized. And you can imagine how much more got in. A record by far, so far this year. So far, the 17,600 pounds of fentanyl. So far, it's only September. What's Biden doing? Nothing. Doesn't care a whit about babies dying or anybody else dying from fentanyl. Doesn't care. And there's no reason why he can't write an executive order, okay? Closing that border down right now. Suspending all asylum claims for at least 6 months. We could do that right now. Nope, won't do it. Because he doesn't care. And that's what this is all about. So again, I want to see the one-year-old who's dead. All right, one more time. This poor little boy, literally poor, okay? He was murdered by these fentanyl people. Nicholas Dominici, he was murdered by them, but it was enabled by the legislature and governor of New York and the president of the United States. And that is the truth. And all you people in the Bronx, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for allowing this stuff to go on. And you priests and rabbis and ministers, you cowards, what do? You're supposed to be community leaders. You never see that here in New York. That's a memo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Biden goes to the UN this morning. Gives a very boring speech. He got through it. He read the prompter. Okay, he got through it. I got two sound cuts. Rule number one.
Like every nation in the world, the United States wants this war to end. No nation wants this war to end more than Ukraine. And we strongly support Ukraine in its efforts to bring about a diplomatic resolution that delivers just and lasting peace. But Russia alone bears responsibility for this war.
That's true. But I just thought of something, because what's sticking in my craw about all this Ukraine stuff is that we're sending billions of dollars of our tax money over there. There's no audit. And you know, and I know, that some of it's being stolen. Okay, Zelensky fired his defense minister. What do you think he did that for? So there ought to be a NATO auditing team in Kyiv, watching the money that comes in from the USA and Western Europe to see it's going to the right place. Biden will never do that. I mean, he'll never call for that. He doesn't even think about things like that. But that just came to me. But he's right. Russia alone bears responsibility for this. Now, the second one is the only time Joe really perked up. Climate change. Go.
We see it everywhere. Record-breaking heat waves in the United States and China. Wildfires ravaging North America and Southern Europe. A fifth year of drought in the Horn of Africa. Tragic, tragic flooding in Libya. This year, the world's on track to meet the climate finance pledge that made under the Paris Agreement. $100 billion to raise collectively. But we need more investment from public and private sector alike.
Yeah, $100 billion. Okay, so for what? What are you going to do with that? Okay, nobody knows. There's no supervision. This country now has passed $33 trillion in debt. Biden's running up more debt than any other president in the history of this nation. Okay? He doesn't, again, whether it's fentanyl, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's massive debt, doesn't care. He doesn't administrate. It's all verbiage. Okay? Now, the truth is that climate change is taking place. And for those of you who don't think it is, then you can't read the thermometer. It is. But you don't destroy economies on a theory. It's becoming quite clear that the electric car industry in the USA is going to fail because it's not convenient enough for working Americans. That's why. So develop the technology to make it easier to get an electric car, and you'll have a vibrant industry. But to just start cutting off fossil fuel, doing all this theoretical stuff, you're destroying and hurting working people all over the world. India's not going to cooperate, either is China. Ever. Ever. Okay. Let's go to politics. Harvard poll. 2,103 registered voters. Democrat 37, Republican 36. We're very happy that this poll, all these polling outfits have changed under our withering criticism. We made a change. All right, it's a fair poll. If the election were held today between Trump and Biden, Trump wins 44-40. Okay, between DeSantis and Biden, Biden wins 42-38. Between Ramaswamy and Biden, Biden wins, but only by two, which is in a margin of error, 39-37. Pence, Biden 42, Pence 36. Nikki Haley beats Biden 41-37. Tim Scott beats Biden 39-37. 37. Okay, so that's the Harvard poll. They also asked a question on in the impeachment inquiry. Do you support it? 53% do and 47% don't. Okay, this is the impeachment inquiry, which begins tomorrow in the House Oversight Committee. We're all over it. Second question. Do you think Joe Biden helped his son Hunter get influence peddling contracts? Yes, 57. No, 43. You think Biden had direct and detailed knowledge of his son's business dealings? Yes, 46. I'm sorry. Yes, 60%. Did not 40. Finally, do you think Biden made false or misleading statements? 60. Yes. Did not 40. So from this poll, 40% of Americans don't want to believe that Biden did anything wrong. It's not, they're not even looking at the facts. They're not looking at the evidence. They don't want to believe it. 40%. That'll drop down to 30, 35, I think. Okay, so the Republicans, the impeachment inquiry will be held next Thursday, not tomorrow. Not this Thursday. This Thursday is Merrick Garland. So I made a mistake. Trump is skipping debate two on September 27th. That's Wednesday. All right, he's not going. So Vivek Ramaswamy competing with Joe Biden pretty strongly. Real Clear polling average has him at 7.2% up against Donald Trump's 56.6%. And joining us now, from Columbus, Ohio, is the aforementioned Vivek Ramaswamy. First of all, am I saying Vivek? Is that how you say it?
It's pretty close. It's Vivek, like cake.
Vivek. Okay.
Yeah, you got
so
it.
So I asked my staff 85 times to give me a pronouncer, and I got 85 different pronouncers. But I'll try to remember that.
The fact
that
is, that's what Vivek. Most of the media gets, about 100 different pronouncers, so your staff has narrowed it down pretty well. But it's
so
Vivek.
You're a Harvard guy. Were you in the business school up there?
I was an undergrad there, and then I went to law school after that at Yale.
At Yale. Okay. So I'm going to hold both of those things against you, if you don't mind.
That's fair.
Actually going to be at Harvard this weekend. I have some business up there with them. All right. I got to ask you some questions about the world in which we live. And you know me, you know, straight talk. We don't want any political nonsense here. We just want your opinion and why you believe what you believe. So Putin. If you're elected president, you're going to have to deal with him. What kind of guy, how would you describe Putin to somebody who doesn't know him?
Ruthless and acts in his own self-interest. And so, Bill, my point is that Putin doesn't trust us now and we don't trust him, but we can trust him to follow his self-interest and he can trust us to follow ours. So I'm going to end the war in Ukraine. And I'll do it with a simple deal that allows Ukraine to come out with its sovereignty intact, freeze the current lines of control, make a hard commitment that NATO won't admit Ukraine to NATO, which is something Putin's been asking for a long time. But in return, I'm going to require that he exit his military alliance with Xi Jinping, which is the single greatest threat that we face today, is the Russia-China military alliance.
Okay. And so Let me stop you. I don't believe he will do that. All right. Okay. So you're basing your hope on what specifically? I don't believe that Putin's going to blow his alliance with Xi up. You believe the opposite. Convince me with some facts.
Okay, facts are good. And first I'll give you an analogy to think about it, and then I'll give you the facts of the present. The analogy was everyone said the same thing about Richard Nixon and Mao Zedong in 1972. Did Nixon trust Mao? Did the United States trust Mao? No, we did not. Was Mao a good person? No, he's not. But that was irrelevant because the point was, how do we pull him out of the USSR? And the reason why is Mao had an ego. He didn't like being Xi Jinping. He didn't like being Brezhnev's little brother back in the USSR era. And so Nixon did a deal with Mao that pulled them out of Russia's, or that back then the USSR, stranglehold. I see Putin as the new Mao. So on the face, it's a hunky-dory relationship, right? They have the strategic no-limits partnership. But look closely. Now you got some facts you asked for, Bill. Well, one of them is every time Putin now meets with Xi Jinping, like at the 2022 summit, he sends weapons to Vietnam and to India. Those are two countries that border China. That irritates Xi Jinping a lot. But Putin does not like being Xi Jinping's little brother in that relationship.
But you're going to have to do something other. Look, Nixon.
I'm going to give you one more fact.
Let me set it up. Nixon got through to Mao for economic reasons. China was starving. Okay.
Yes.
And that's
and
how they got that
too.
Deal done. Right now, you're not giving me any reason how Putin will benefit from your deal. So Putin's going to look weak. All right, pulling
we
his
will
troops
reopen
out.
Economic relations with Russia is a key
care.
Part of this.
He's selling oil all over the place. He doesn't need
it. The fact of the matter is he's not. I mean, Russia's economy has gone down since you took out the Nord Stream 1 and 2. And if you open economic relations with the U.S., that's more promising for him than being stuck in bed with Xi Jinping.
Look,
and
he didn't have to.
US.
He knew before
it's
he invaded.
It's the West as we know it.
He knew before he invaded Ukraine that was going to happen. He doesn't care.
Well, here's what he asked for before he invaded Ukraine, though, Bill. He said he wanted a hard commitment that NATO will not admit Ukraine to NATO. That's a big deal to Russia, NATO admitting Ukraine.
But we're going
to
sell out Ukraine. I don't particularly think
we're not
going to
sell
point.
Out Ukraine.
Well,
we're
you're
not going to sell
him,
out Ukraine.
Sure you are. You're selling them
Ukraine
out because
Ukraine comes out with its. I'll respectfully disagree with you here, Bill. Ukraine on my deal will come out with its sovereignty intact. I don't think Ukraine is going to be on a trajectory to come out with its sovereignty.
It loses 20% of its territory.
The Russian-speaking territories that have gone ping-pong for over a course of centuries.
It's within the Ukrainian
control.
Ukraine loses 20% of their territory.
Ukraine ends up being a sovereign nation at the end of it. But our job isn't to look after Ukraine. Our job is to look after the United States.
I got that.
And
Ukraine's
so I think it's
not
going to deal for Ukraine.
Zelensky is never going to sign off on this.
Zelensky doesn't. I mean, with due respect, Bill, Zelensky's bills are being paid by the United States.
Okay,
the
but
government employees
Putin
of the
wins.
Ukraine government are being paid by our taxpayers.
Okay,
so I think we have a bit of a say in what happens there.
We have a gentleman's disagreement. I don't think Putin would make the deal, and I know Zelensky.
Let me just say
wouldn't.
One more fact, though. You asked for a fact, Bill. Let me just leave you with one more.
Go ahead.
China is trying to build a railroad in northeast China to reach the ocean. And northeast China is impoverished because of it, but it runs through Russia. Putin won't even let Xi Jinping do that right now either. So there are cracks in that armor of that relationship. I think now is our moment to actually get this right during this window, telling Putin, we'll reopen economic relations with the West. We'll give you what you asked for before you invaded Ukraine, which is a hard commitment that NATO will not admit Ukraine to NATO, which,
that's
by the way,
one.
Is what James Baker told Gorbachev and promised him in 1990. We went back on our word with NATO's expansion. Give them that. Then we pull Putin out of the relationship with Xi Jinping. That's how we avoid World War III. And by the way, that's also how you deter Xi Jinping from going after Taiwan.
Okay.
Because China's bet is with Russia's in their camp. The U.S. won't want to mess around with them.
All
but if
I'm
Russia's not
is,
in China's camp, we're in a better
it's
situation.
You have an interesting wish list. But even if I were your Secretary of State, I don't think I could pull that deal off. And I have a lot of confidence in my ability. All right, let's go back into the USA. So what we all know that Department of Justice and the FBI is corrupt. You agree
yes.
with that, right?
Wholeheartedly.
Okay. So I think any clear thinking person understands the corruption that has seeped
yes.
into the Department of Justice and the world's most powerful investigative agency, the FBI. Are you going to defund the Department of Justice? How? I know you'll fire Merrick Garland. You'll bring in your own guy. I understand that. But it's the bureaucrats within.
Yes.
Not the unelected people that have really,
that's right.
really corrupted the agencies. How are you going to deal with that?
So you're correct about that. Let's start with the FBI, Bill. I will shut down the FBI. It's not just about replacing Christopher Wray. We have to shut the entire institution down because its culture is part of what actually creates that rot. People say, is this practical? The answer is yes, it is. There's 35,000 employees at the FBI. 15,000 of them are agents on the front lines. We will reorganize them to the U.S. Marshals, which isn't corrupted in the same way, which is on the front lines of the child trafficking problem in this country. We'll put them at the DEA fighting the fentanyl epidemic, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network at the U.S. Treasury with actual expertise in white-collar crime. But the 20,000 bureaucrats that report into the J. Edgar Hoover building of the FBI, they're going to be fired and have to find honest work in the private sector. That's how we actually drive that change, where other Republicans will say, hey, I'll fire Christopher Wray. You're missing the point. You had James Comey before. You'll have James Comey 2.0 afterwards. You have to shut down the bureaucracy itself when the bureaucracy itself is as rotten as it's become.
And
your comments
suggest
to me you understand that.
I get it. But it's a 2 to 3 year rebuild. Look,
it's not a rebuild. It's a reorg. Actually.
All right, whatever. It's 2 to 3 years before you can get all of that in motion.
I think it's 1 year. It's 1 year. We'll be done by the end of 2025.
I don't think everybody has your kind of energy. Mexico is a threat to the United States because the cartels pretty much run the country. How would you deal with Mexico to stop the narcotics and the human trafficking specifically?
Yes. So one thing we got to observe, it's an opportunity, is there's a 2024 election in Mexico. AMLO, that's the current president of Mexico, Obrador, he's been a disaster. He has embraced what's called the hugs, not bullets policy towards the cartels. And I believe that much of the Mexican government is captured by the cartels. But there's an opportunity. Claudia Sheinbaum is likely the person who's going to win that election. But whoever it is, let's say it's Claudia. I'm going to have a call with Claudia early in 2025, likely in February 2025, and have a serious, straight conversation. No mincing words, straight talk here. For a tiny fraction, and I mean tiny, we've done the math on this, we're talking single-digit percentages, potentially, of what we will have spent in Ukraine by that point in time, for that tiny fraction, we will help Mexico regain its sovereignty from the Mexican drug cartels, because that's a problem for Americans here in the U.S.
You bet.
And we're going to help them solve that problem. But if she doesn't want to do it, we're going to solve the problem one way or another.
Would you designate the cartels as terror groups? And you need to read my book, Killing the Killers, by the way, because then you could go and do it. All right, final question about
you. And
you
can also use our own military as an easier first step, Bill. Just put the military on our own southern border.
Oh, absolutely.
The wall was not enough.
Absolutely.
Because there's tunnels underneath the wall. Use our own military at the southern border.
But that still doesn't solve the cartel Mexico problem.
No, that's the first step.
You got to take
we'll
those guys
And we'll help Mexico do
out.
It. And if not, we will get in there and get the job done ourselves.
I like it.
That's the answer.
So you're not going to win a Republican nomination. You're just not
Yes, I am,
happen.
Actually.
Okay.
Yes, I am, Bill.
I'm not going to make
Trump
you
in 2015.
I'll be happy to make you a charitable bet, but it wouldn't be fair. I don't think you're going to win the primary.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Of course.
But I think
and I'm glad you feel that you are going to win, because that shows self-confidence and motivation. I'm not disparaging you at all. I'm a realist. But you are building a profile. That's what you're doing. If you look at throughout history, it takes a while to get where you want to go. Now, it's a different age with the internet now. You can get there faster, but it's going to take you a while. So say you don't succeed this time around. Now, Trump may appoint you. Trump likes you because you haven't badmouthed him. He may appoint you somewhere. I would if I were him. What job would you like?
Look, I'm not a plan B kind of guy.
You're not?
I didn't get to where I am in life, and I'm not going to lead this country by being a plan B kind of person. Here's what I will say is I would like to appoint Trump as my most important mentor and advisor while I'm in the White
House.
All
right. He's not going to do
reason,
it. But
the reason he and I have respect for each other is not because one of us is or isn't bashing each other. We've known each other since I wrote my first book. And I think that it's going to take outsiders to change this broken federal bureaucracy. I'm the outsider in this race. The difference with me, Bill, is I've got fresh legs. I'm 38 years old. I'm not yet tired and jaded and cynical. And I think it takes someone whose best days are still yet ahead in life to see a country whose best days are still ahead of itself.
All right.
And that's why I'm in this race. And I think we're on our way up. And when I'm elected, and I do expect to be the next president, I will take Trump as my most important advisor and mentor, because I don't want to start from scratch. I want to pick up where he left off, but take that America First agenda to the next level. Militarize the southern border, shut down the administrative state, 75% layoff of federal employees in that bureaucratic headcount. That's the kind of change we're going to need to see. But I want to pick up with the great beginning that he gave us. But I think I'm going to unite this country in the process in a way that nobody else can.
Okay.
And I think that's why it's got to be me.
Very good interview. You were pretty straightforward. A little naive in my opinion, but I'm one of those guys who are old and cranky. You know, I'm not like you. I
like talking to you, Bill. It's good because it's good for us to test each other. We'll keep in touch.
You know, certainly you're welcome anytime you got something on your mind. We'll certainly keep in touch. And we wish you the best. And you're a patriot for trying to improve your country. Vivek. Did I get it? Vivek?
You got it. And Bill, I'll say the same right back at you. You're a patriot. Keep up the good work. And we're going to save this country together, each of us doing our part.
Thanks very much for happening. All right, we'll see you.
Appreciate
and let's go to transgender. I didn't want to waste this time on this, but it's a new poll. Gallup, people are changing. Americans are changing their opinions. May 2023, should men be able to play on women's teams? 26% yes. Only on teams that match birth gender, 69%. That's pretty much all you need on this poll. I was going to give you some more, but it's not. Look, the Bud Light thing, Bud Light still hasn't recovered, by the way. They're down 27% year-to-year in sales because of that Dylan Mulvaney. It's not her, by the way. I mean, it's not her fault. It's Anheuser-Busch. What a mistake. But I think Americans, by and large, have had enough of this trans business. Okay, enough. Right? Biological gender. That's where you stay in sports competition. That's it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. California. Two school districts, Temecula, which is Riverside County outside of LA, and the Sunol, S-U-N-O-L, Glen Unified School Districts, East Bay near San Francisco, voted only to display the American and California flags. So they don't want more gay flags, this and that. Good. Now, they're going to be sued. ACLU, pop in there. But kids are in school to learn, all right? We don't need all of this. American flag, California flag. So, you know, there's at least a comeback here in California. L.A. gas prices now approaching $6. L.A. County, $5.92 is the average, compared to $3.88, the average for the rest of the country. So in California, I mean, it's all taxes. That's what's driving it up, right? Beautiful state, most populated state. You're getting killed. You're getting absolutely killed living there. San Francisco, highest homeless ever. A record 975 people entered shelters, but 1,000 others said, no, we don't want rehab. We don't want shelters. We just want to wander around and create chaos. And San Francisco said, okay, 4,000 downtown San Francisco, 4,000. There you go. Smart Life, Gas Buddy. I've done this before, but we're looking out for you. So in your area, you can find out the most inexpensive gas by going to gasbuddy.com. It's that simple. Boston-based outfit, free. Just put in your zip code or whatever. It'll tell you what gas station is the lowest prices. Smart life. All right, Americans and manners. This is a study out of London King's College. What do parents think are important qualities for children? Not being selfish. Only 28% of American parents think that's an important quality to have. They want their kids to be selfish. We want our kids. Not me, but good manners. 52% of American parents think good manners are important. 48% don't. That's last in the world for parenting. And that's why you got kids racing all over the place. Their parents don't care. They don't care. Obedience. Only 21% of American parents think obedience is important. I am so out of touch. My kids have a great life that I provided for them. But there are rules, okay? You have to be respectful, obedient, and have good manners. Simple as that. Religious faith. Only 32% of American parents consider that important for their children. 32%. Tolerance, respect for other people, that's the only one that got a big number. 71% of parents say the kids should be tolerant and respectful. This day in history, September 19th, 1970, perhaps the finest sitcom of all time debuted on CBS. The first episode was a young woman trying to get a job in a newsroom. Roll the tape.
Hey, you live in my favorite neighborhood.
Oh, really? Huh? Well, I just moved in. Is it that nice?
Nice. Some of the best saloons in town are over there. How old are you?
30.
No hedging. No, how old do I look?
Why hedge? How old do I look?
30. What religion are you?
Mr. Grant, I don't quite know how to say this, but you're not allowed to ask that when someone's applying for a job. It's against the law.
Want to call a cop?
No.
Good. Would you think I was violating your civil rights if I asked if you're married?
Presbyterian. Well, I decided I'd answer your religion question.
Divorced?
No.
Never married?
No.
Why?
Why?
Your type?
Mr. Grant, there's no simple answer to that question.
Yes, there is. How about, no, I can't type, or yes, I can.
Why a person isn't married.
How many different reasons can there be?
65.
Parts per minute. My typing question.
Yes.
All right, for my money, it's the finest sitcom. There were two others that approached. Happy Days in its prime, okay, before Fonzie water skied in a leather jacket, and All in the Family. But Mary Tyler Moore is my personal favorite because I'm in the news business. And it was so well written, and she was fantastic. So that was 53 years ago today. It first came on. Series won more Emmys than anybody else ever won. She won three times for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy. Mary Tyler Moore earned about $850,000 an episode, today's money. Okay, which was, you know, the Friends people earned more than that. And she died, Mary Tyler Moore did, January 25th, 2017, at age 80. And I don't watch a lot of rerun TV, but if I see a Mary Tyler Moore rerun, I'll stop. That's how good that show was.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, we got mail. We got a final thought about killing the witches, which I think you're going to want to hear. And we'll be back in a moment. Okay, let's go to the mail. Cecily Gold, Brazelton, Georgia. Hey, Bill, what's the point of the House pursuing an impeachment inquiry if nothing can come of it, if overwhelming hard evidence is presented that Biden is corrupt? Senate and DOJ will not do anything, and the corporate media won't report it. Well, the corporate media has no choice because any kind of corruption evidence will get out there through the internet. So corporate media is negated. The point is that Americans should know the true character of their president. That's the point. Mark Walling, Louisville, Kentucky, confuses me. Is Biden intentionally setting out to destroy the country? Biden thinks he's helping the country. So you got to, Mark, put yourself in a position of the opposition. He believes, firmly believes, that he's the greatest president, that he's doing so many good things by racking up all his spending and equity and all the climate change. He's a hero in his own mind. Dennis Colbert, Sacramento, California, even if the Bidens refuse to provide bank records, could that information be provided by the bank itself? Only if there's a criminal charge against someone, the banks have to hand it over. Okay, there'll be subpoenaed. There's no criminal charge against Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, his bank records they could get, and they will. But the DOJ hasn't even asked for them. Merrick Garland doesn't care about them. But the House, they'll get them. Jim Ledbetter, Seattle. Many, many reports on folks who have been convicted of minor crimes on January 6th, but nothing about the appeals of those convictions to a higher court. That's because there is literally 1,000, more than 1,000 prosecutions. Can't follow every case. I can. You assume somebody found guilty, their lawyers will appeal. But that process takes time. We can't track it. Ignacio DiDio, Springfield, Massachusetts. Mr. O'Reilly, I'm looking for an honest American history book that explains the reality of our great country. I need this for my daughter who attends private Catholic school. Okay, so I'm going to recommend A History of the American People by Johnson, Paul Johnson. It's kind of dry, but it's pretty accurate. All right, so A History of the American People, Paul Johnson. Okay, I'm going to save killing the witches until the final thought because we got a lot of stuff going on that front. We will tell you that in the BillO'Reilly.com store, we got Fall Madness, Killing the Legends, Killing the Killers, your choice of any mug we have, and we have really good ones, $42.95. You can get the United States of Trump if you're really interested in learning about Donald Trump, who he is. That's the best book. And we'll give you one of our tremendous T-shirts, polo shirts, I should say, $49.95. Remember, gift giving coming up. But I want you to have that shirt for yourself. It's a fantastic shirt. New York State of Mind live show, Huntington, Long Island, Paramount Theater. They just put out first and second row seats that they didn't have, but now they do because so many people want to see the show. So you get real close. I'll wave to you. That is October 27th. Word of the day, no balderdash, B-A-L-D-E-R-D-A-S-H. When writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Please listen. Name and town if you wish to opine. I get a lot of good letters, but no names and towns. We got to know you're a real person. Not tracking you, but name and town. All right, back with a final thought about killing the witches. Okay. Killing the Witches out 1 week from today. There is an excerpt posted on BillO'Reilly.com. So you can read a few pages of the book, and I guarantee this book will keep you up at night. Pretty scary. And there's witch hunts going on today, and I correlate it. Okay? There's a lot of stuff in this book that's going to surprise you. It goes from the Salem trials to the forging of our freedoms, because the Salem trials had a lot to do with freedom of religion and things like that. And then it goes into modern day witchcraft and demon possession and all of that. And then the witch hunts we have on the social front. That's all in this book. Now, tomorrow, I've got a major announcement that I'm going to make in the final thought that it's going to surprise you. A lot has to do with killing the witches, but it also has to do with an interview. Okay, so teasing it, Wants you to be here tomorrow, of course. Wants you to be here every day. But this is going to shake it up. You know how I like to do that. Vivek was a good guest, didn't you think? I mean, I think he's overly optimistic, as I made clear to him, but I appreciate him trying. I do. I appreciate RFK Jr. trying on the Democrat side. I don't buy into his conspiracies at all, but I appreciate him trying, right? So that's what makes our system vibrant. See, if they were in Russia, Putin would have both of them killed. But here we, this press smears them, but they're still breathing. Anyway, thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.